From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have recaptured the notorious drug cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto confirmed Joaquin Guzman's capture in a speech Friday afternoon in Mexico City.
Su localización, seguimiento.
He said the discovery, pursuit, and recapture are the results of the joint work of the intelligence, security, and prosecutors of the Justice Departments of the Mexican State. Guzman escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. The escape was a major embarrassment to President Peña Nieto, who has been praised for his administration's aggressive push against Mexico's top drug lords. The Sinaloa cartel controls most of the border crossings for illegal drugs between Mexico and the United States. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear they were planning any attacks in the United States. Aus Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was arrested Thursday in Sacramento, California. He was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was arrested in Houston, Texas. He is accused of attempting to provide material support, including training, expert advice, and assistance to the Islamic State group, according to a federal indictment. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who have been in the United States for several years. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a Philadelphia police officer as he sat in his marked car Thursday night. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old officer Jesse Hartnett was struck 3 times in the left arm. However, Hartnett managed to fire back and hit 30-year-old Richard Archer, who was later apprehended. The suspect said he carried out the attack because of his Islamic beliefs. However, Friday, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said the attack has nothing to do with Islam.
That is abhorrent. It's terrible, and it does not represent the religion in any way, shape, or form, or any of its teachings. This is a criminal with a stolen gun who tried to kill one of our officers. Has nothing to do with being a Muslim or following the Islamic faith.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Belgian investigators have found the fingerprint of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam in an apartment in Brussels. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, authorities also found possible suicide belts and traces of explosives similar to those used in the November 13 attacks that left 130 people dead.
Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police discovered the items in a raid of a Brussels apartment last month. Salah Abdeslam, whose fingerprint was found there, is believed to have played a key logistical role in November's attacks here. His brother Brahim was among the suicide bombers who died in the shooting and bombing attacks around Paris that killed and injured nearly 500 people.
La confirmation de ce qu'on savait. Les attentats ont été préparés à Bruxelles, ils ont été planifiés à Bruxelles.
Terrorism analyst Claude Moniquet told French TV that the findings confirmed what experts have concluded, that the Islamist attacks were prepared and planned in Brussels, although they were likely organized in Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama vetoed legislation that would repeal major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act. The bill also sought to end roughly $450 million in yearly federal funding for Planned Parenthood. It was widely seen as a test of the Republican lawmakers' ability to get it passed through Congress ahead of U.S. elections later this year. The U.S. economy added 292,000 jobs in December. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at 5%. But despite the good news, stocks closed lower on all three major indices on Wall Street. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.